Timken Company reports first quarter sales of $1.19 billion, down 5.7% from 2023. Adjusted net income of $103.5 million compared to $122.3 million a year ago. President and CEO Richard Kyo called the numbers solid, said revenue modestly exceeded expectations. The company named Tarek Mehta as its next president and CEO in March. He'll succeed Kyo in September. Federal judge sentenced a Plain Township man for his part in an illegal gambling operation. 33-year-old Christopher Karasarides was convicted of helping conceal $239,000 in his father's assets from the IRS. He was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison. Christos Karasarides was among 10 people indicted in the investigation into skill games parlors operating between 2016 and 2018. He was convicted in January. Investigators say the younger man also served as a straw owner for his father's businesses and delivered false promissory notes and filed false tax returns. A Jackson Township police cruiser was involved in an accident Tuesday afternoon. The cruiser was stopped in a line of cars on westbound Fulton Road at Fox Chase Avenue just before 5:30. A Fiat was stopped behind the cruiser. A Ford, two vehicles back, failed to stop in time and hit the rear of a Hyundai. Collision caused the Fiat to strike the cruiser and override onto the roof of the Hyundai. 38-year-old Daniel Griffiths was cited for distracted driving, assured clear distance, and failure to wear a seatbelt. No one was seriously hurt. The Highway Patrol is investigating. Starr County Humane Society asking for the public's help after 97 rabbits were removed from a Canton home. They were taken from a 7th Street Northwest home Thursday. The agency says it needs items such as rabbit food pellets, fresh vegetables, pine bedding, bowls, cages, and cage water bottles. The repository reports the 4 parakeets, 7 cats, and 1 dog made it the most animals the agency has seized in 1 day. The rabbits are being kept in a pole barn completed in January on the agency's property. They're currently being held as evidence in the hoarding investigation. New report shows improvement over the past decade in Starr County's air quality. The report from the American Lung Association issued last week, Starr County was placed in the top 10 for ozone pollution, receiving a letter grade of D. It was given a B for daily particle pollution, rankings based on EPA agency data from 2020 to 2022. Stark was among 4 Ohio counties where the annual amount of fine particulate matter surpassed the new EPA standard, which takes effect next month. Investigators trying to determine the cause of a fire that damaged a vacant house in Sebring Monday morning. Firefighters responded to the address around 1:15. The house was fully involved upon arrival. Crews from Alliance and Lexington Township were called for mutual aid. Firefighters were on scene for about 4 hours. There were no injuries. Canton man jailed on charges stemming from a series of vehicle break-ins in Green and New Franklin. Summit County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to multiple locations about reported theft Saturday. Some of the stolen items included a drone, backpacks, and laptop computers. Area law enforcement was told to be on the lookout for the suspect's vehicle and stolen items. The car was stopped by police in Starr County. Search of the vehicle turned up many of the stolen items. 34-year-old Richard Hollenbaugh was charged with several counts of breaking and entering and theft. He was taken to the Summit County Jail. There are new details of a proposed settlement of the class action suit stemming from the February 2023 train derailment in East Palestine. People who live within 20 miles of the accident will be eligible for some form of compensation. A point system will determine the amount for those who live within 1 to 10 miles. Those who live 10 to 20 miles away are also eligible. There's no point system. Businesses within 1 to 20 miles of the site are also eligible if they provide proof of actual net losses for last year. Final hearing for the settlement term scheduled for September 25th. Youngstown man found guilty of shooting a man in Warren. 41-year-old Danny Lee Isom will be sentenced next Wednesday at Trumbull County Common Pleas Court, convicted him of felonious assault in the shooting of 44-year-old Eddie Pierce in August. Pierce suffered serious injuries. Isom faces 2 to 12 years in prison for the assault and 3 additional years for using a gun. Franklin County judges extended a temporary block against a law banning gender-changing care for children. As Attorney General Dave Yost is challenging the judge in the Ohio Supreme Court. Franklin County Common Pleas Judge Michael Holbrook extended the temporary restraining order Tuesday after initially halting the measure for 2 weeks April 16th. That legislation would prohibit Ohio's children's hospitals from giving hormone therapy to minors and was originally set to take effect April 24th. Yost filed an emergency motion with the Ohio Supreme Court April 22nd, arguing Holbrook overstepped his judicial authority when he issued the restraining order.